Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with another familiar face. He's been on with us before, John Grutzner, who is president of Insight Vacations and Luxury Gold. And now he's part of something that you may not have heard of. It's called the Velvet Collection. And we're going to talk about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. First of all, John, it's great to see you again and speak with you again. How are you and where are you?
It's great to see you, James. And a little bird told me that someone turns 25 today. So happy birthday, my friend.
Yeah, it is. It is 25. Yeah, let's go with that. That's
all right. Is that true?
I'd settle for 39 right now. So
okay, all right, 39. I'm a little off on my birthdays, but happy birthday, my friend.
I'm here
in Connecticut with my family. Today is a rainy day. My daughter started classes earlier this week, so a little bit of return to normalcy. So things are going well here. Good to see you and happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, you're still in your house in Connecticut, and you haven't. You know, I know that you have offices in New York now, right? And down off on Fifth Avenue. Now, why we're talking to you now, because we have chatted with you earlier, is that your parent company, the Travel Corporation, just launched effectively a new sales initiative, and it's sort of combining the sales forces here in the U.S. for different luxury and premium brands. And that is what's called the Velvet Collection. Tell us a little bit about the Velvet Collection.
Sure, absolutely will do. And we're very excited about it. We've looked at combining the sales teams, Red Carnation Hotel, Uniworld, Uniworld, African Travel, and then the two brands that I oversee, Insight Vacations and Luxury Gold. And we're really excited about it. As we start talking to our key partners, they understand kind of leveraging that relationship. It's about creating the relationship with our key partners, and it's about sourcing high-value, affluent guests. So it basically, we're looking at cross-selling and going to those travel partners with a unified sales team.
Now, why did the Travel Corporation think it was necessary to do this at this time, or is it something that they've been considering for a while?
Well, first of all, great question. You know, there's very few advantages of the pandemic, and it's good to see you back on your feet, my friend, after surviving COVID-19. But one of the things that it has allowed us to do is really kind of step back and look at what sales initiatives were legacy thinking and which ones are really aligned with the new normal on the back end of this. And as we started doing some hardcore analysis, Sherwin from African Travel, Ellen from Uniworld, and myself, we look to see that this is probably a model that would have made sense regardless of the pandemic. And what we're looking at is a situation where we look at the numbers and we're going in, we're talking to these travel partners. And one day we had a rep from Uniworld go in. The next day we had someone from Insight or African Travel or even Red Carnation Hotel. And it made more sense to kind of align that with the travel partner and go through and talk a little bit about sourcing affluent, high-value guests. And so we think of the new normal, it's about having an aligned approach with these partners, having kind of a dream team of our most highly trained and most efficient travel professionals out there talking about what the new normal is and talking about the travel experience. So regardless of the pandemic, we are talking to our guests. They're receiving this really well. Or not our guests, but our travel partners. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, so it's basically having a quiver of all these luxury and premium brands that they can go in and talk about. Now, how did you come up with the name The Velvet Collection, and what does it signify?
Well, first of all, again, this isn't a brand that we see commercializing or putting out as a marketing front. To be honest with you, James, when we started talking about it, Melissa Da Silva and her team with our contemporary brands, with Trafalgar and with Cost Saver and Brennan Vacation and Kentucky, it was easy for them to refer to as the contemporary brands. You know, our brands span both luxury as well as upper premium with Insight. And instead of when we're talking to travel partners, kind of go through and say Insight, Uniworld, blah, 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 it was easier to just come up with a commercial, a name that we don't intend to commercialize for all the collection.
Yeah, so this is more for internal.
It's a cool logo as well.
Yeah, well, you have a logo. I know that. I saw that. We put it up. So this is more for an internal brand and internal thought process to keep all these companies on the premium and luxury end together. Now, how many total will be on the sales team handling all these brands for the travel advisors?
Sure, absolutely. We'll have 13 strategic account managers, and those will be formally DSMs, but they'll represent all of the brands. We'll also have some about 13 executives out there that will talk specifically about groups. We'll have some specialty with African travel and with Red Carnation. So 26, and then the other thing that we're looking at is 9 what we're calling partner service coordinators, which will, what we think will better support those new to brand as well as emerging travel partners from an inside standpoint. So it'll be a pretty comprehensive, strong team moving forward.
And this is based around the U.S. basically. You're going to have a lot of geographical distribution for this team.
Yes, specifically in the U.S., we'll have another brand in Canada, that will consolidate, but this will be specifically the USA team.
Okay. Now, who's going to oversee this team? I believe it's you have in the U.S. West and East, you divide it, and I don't know what you're doing with the Midwest and South, but how is it structured? Like, you're part of the team, you, Alan, I believe.
Sherwin
and then Jonathan Raggart from Red Carnation, who actually is in London. So the four of you are kind of going to oversee this team. Is that how it works?
Yes, that's correct. And we have Michelle Palma, our executive VP in Toronto, as well as my longtime running mate, Christina Miranda, based in San Diego. But again, it'll be basically comprehensive throughout the U.S., eventually reporting up to the people that you mentioned, Sherwin with African Travel, Ellen with Uniworld, myself with Insight and Luxury Gold, Jonathan Raggett, as well as Melissa Young with Red Carnation Hotel.
No, that's great. And now, are all your salespeople going to be trained and cross-trained with all these brands, basically?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the ironic thing is we look at this, again, as we look at the opportunity that the pandemic has created, and my belief, these are going to be the most highly trained sales professionals out there. We've done an incredible job, especially the Michelle Palma and Christian Miranda. This is a team trained. We've done extensive training on each one of the brands over the last few weeks. We're role-playing. We really are refining what the new normal is going to look like with virtual sales calls, virtual consumer events. You know, we've always had these on-demand, very good litmus trainings, both for the trade as well as internally, that allows people to kind of go through and develop a core selling message. But boy, these guys have done their homework. Really proud of them, kind of hitting the books, and we're ready to roll. And then we're going to start that immediately, getting out there and talking to our valued travel partners.
Well, it must be sort of enticing because at some point they have to go experience all those products. So I'm sure they're looking forward to that when that happens. So
You know what? It's funny you should say that. You know, you and I were just talking, James, about the kind of the travel opportunity. You're the most bold in the travel industry as you're hearing your exploits about where you're going. But I think that it's one of the things, again, we've really had the best of the best. Our up and coming salespeople as well as our most experienced salespeople. And I think that this has really reinvigorated them where they see the opportunities to travel. You know, Sherwin does an absolutely exceptional job, as well as Kevin and Allison that are with us, kind of bringing to life what that experience is in destination in Africa with a boutique customized African safaris. Jonathan and his team have talked about the just incredible things that they're doing with Red Carnation Hotels. So our team is really, really excited to get all of their experience, those different products, as well as share that experience with our trade partners. So, we're really excited about it.
And then you have Ellen overseeing, you know, Uniworld and You by Uniworld, which actually just sort of went a little bit over the brand transformation that is now seen to be expanding into a kind of more active and family for river cruising, which I found interesting. Let's talk a little bit about how will travel advisors know which is their salesperson assigned to them, especially if they have already an existing relationship with different salespeople for those different brands?
Well, first thing we're going to do is talk to you, and hopefully you can get the message out. So we thank you very much for that. But we started out with a press release that went out earlier this week. We're now going to send out a series of emails to the individual trade partners, introducing them to both their strategic account manager as well as their partner service coordinator. So those will go a series that will start going out immediately, as well as we have a pretty extensive outbound call program. So the SAMs, the strategic account managers, are going to call, introduce themselves, see what opportunities are out there. So the trade should be looking for that, as well as if they have any questions on who that is that they should be reaching out to, they can call any of our reservations team and they can connect them with the appropriate person.
Okay, well, they'll have to get all introduced. And of course, as you mentioned earlier, you know, it's not, in the old days, everybody would be making calls on different agencies or individual advisors even. But now with, you know, one thing that this whole crisis has done is we've become a lot more virtual. Hopefully not virtual in the sense that nobody wants to travel anymore, but in the sense that your sales team can go now through, you know, different Zoom calls or whatever and actually meet with the people directly that they're selling the products to, right?
Absolutely. And that extends not just to the travel partner, but to the consumer as well. We're seeing our most progressive trade partners setting up virtual consumer events, creating these small groups. And a lot of that is happening virtually. And so we think that there will be a new normal with more of a hybrid of both the face-to-face visits as well as virtually. And again, I've been really impressed with how our sales team has embraced this new technology and really getting out there. You know, I used to joke in my former life that you can't develop a relationship through an email. And I still believe that. I'm now shifting my mindset that you can start to develop a relationship through video conferencing. As people become more comfortable with that, I think that is going to be the new normal. And the way that we're training our sales team is how to engage using those virtual tools.
Well, of course, we do hope that there still is some room for the face-to-face and those conferences that you and I go to all the time, because now that we don't have them, we kind of miss them a little bit, right?
I do. I never thought I'd say I miss going through an airport, man, but it is the case, and I think our travelers are feeling the same way. I think there would be a pent-up demand. I think that right now is actually a great value for guests to reach out and kind of make their travel commitments. We know that there's going to be a vaccine at least by the middle of next year. Why not take advantages of the pricing, the value that's in the marketplace? And, you know, we have a book with confidence. We have an ability to cancel within 30 days. So if things don't pick up, they can make the changes. But right now is a great time for people to be doing that. And I do look forward to seeing you on the road as we move forward.
Absolutely. We're always on the circuit. So now what is the benefit that you can tell travel advisors of having this common sales team and a common salesperson for all these brands?
Well, you know, again, the most simple thing is a one-stop shop with a dedicated team. But I think if you go beyond that, I think that what tomorrow's elite salesperson, anyone can kind of educate you on the brand. And again, through the virtual things that we just discussed, I think the more progressive travel agents or travel advisors, are going to be able to get knowledge on the brand. They can develop their own core message. I really think that what tomorrow's elite travel person is going to help them source high-value guests. And so I think that's to share best practices, whether that guest wants to go and see Ashford Castle with Red Carnation Hotel, if they want to go and have an experience with an African safari with African travel, if it's Uniworld with the La Valencia, what we're seeing that today's travel advisor needs to do is not just have a service that they're providing. They need to figure out how to engage that high value guest. And what I think tomorrow's travel advisor is going to do is going to sit down with them. One of my mentors, Larry Pimentel, used to have a quote, "One size fits one." You know, and so what we're trying to do is have these very well-trained elite salespeople that can be partner in servicing and sourcing these high value guests. And I really think that that's the primary experience. We know that today's traveler is looking for exclusivity, what I like to refer to as ungoogleable experiences, experiential. So they don't want to be passive observers of the destination that they're traveling to. They want to go in there and immerse themselves in the destination. They want that authentic, localized experience that only a well-curated travel experience can provide, something that you can't get in an FIT experience. And then most importantly, they want that human connection in the destination. You know, James, you and I have talked about it before. It's not necessarily about the hardware in a destination. It's about the software, and it's meeting those people that bring that destination to life. So I really think that tomorrow's travel professional is going to help the travel advisors bridge the gap from sourcing high-value guests and then going from a demographic to a psychographic on what that high-value guest is looking for. And that's a next-level experience that we think that our team can provide.
Well, also, you know, not everybody wants to go on a river cruise every year or a luxury tour, or they this year, oh, as you said, maybe this year I'll go to experience Ashford Castle in Ireland. Next year I'll go on a luxury gold trip to somewhere else in Europe, or maybe I want to go on a river cruise, or maybe I want to go on an African safari. So you got all the products there, and I think in that category, of those luxury higher end clients, they want to experience all those things.
They do. The one I want to go to is Kedra, which is our new one in Botswana. That is next level.
I heard about that. Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that when we can get there. That's the new safari camp, I believe.
Yeah, you should hear Sherwin Bondwa and Jonathan Raggett bring that thing to life. That is truly a dream destination.
Yeah, no, I'm looking, when you finally can get there, I'm looking forward to that. Now, I would ask you, you know, in the past, and we're talking about many years ago, and you're aware of this, you know, companies have tried to get common sales forces for, you know, two or three brands. And it never has really worked. In fact, there's some of your old companies like Celebrity and Azamara comes to mind. And finally, they just separated them. And then you had some success with Azamara. But why is this going to work this time with even more multiple brands? I mean, it is a new era. There's new technology. There's a new normal. So there's a lot of reasons why it probably will work. But I was just curious about your thinking of why it's going to work now.
Well, one, as everything's good in theory, we're going to work hard in practice to make sure that we're implementing it effectively. But as you mentioned, both Ellen Betrich and myself come from Azamara. We saw both things that worked and things didn't work as well. There's some fundamental differences. As you mentioned, it is a new normal. There's a different way of utilizing technology. But a few key points that we think are going to differentiate ourselves is, first of all, we're one family. So, you know, Brett Tolman, you know, the Tolman family, they've been doing this for 100 years. The common underlying DNA of all of us is driven by service. And you know, the Tolman family always tries to be best in category, whether that's the Trafalgar, whether that's our Kentucky. So we basically have one philosophy with one family that permeates all of these brands. So that's first and foremost that we're basically one travel family, and the whole idea and concept driven by Brett Tolman. The second thing that really differentiates us is both they've been unsuccessful and successful multi-branded approaches out there in industry. One of the advantages that we have is we've actually been doing this in other regions of the world for a number of years very successfully. The UK, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, where we've had this multi-brand approach. So we can use the best practices from those other regions to implement them. And the key things that we're looking at is keeping it simple, not trying to provide too much information at once by every brand, but only percolating up those most relevant components. So we're not overwhelming those travel partners that we're communicating with. And then the other thing that we're looking at is we're listening very, very intently to our travel partners and our travel advisors. So we're trying to adapt what our approach is based on what we're hearing and how the market is adapting. So those are the reasons why we believe we're going to be successful. But as you know, it's all good in theory. We're going to be very careful in the way that we roll this out. And again, we think that it's going to be beneficial to our travel partners in the long run.
Well, good luck with it. It's an interesting and great scheme for where we are now today. And obviously, those are complementary products that I think the salespeople will pick up on pretty quickly, and then the travel advisors they speak with will like to hear, you know, they don't have a lot of time either. And if right. they walk in the door and the travel advisor says, look, I have this client who wants this or that, and, you know, you can match up to what these high-end customers really want. So I think that it really has a good chance for success now, where, you know, in the past, everybody, you know, salespeople were kind of, I'm going to sell this and nothing else. And it worked. And then when you try to give them something else, it didn't work as well, because they, for whatever reason, they had incentives to sell something, you know, instead of the other thing or something like that. And hopefully those are situations you're going to try to avoid. So.
And as you mentioned before, people are coming in 1 year. They're not every year wanting a river cruise or every year wanting a guided vacation or an African safari. So by truly listening to that travel advisor and truly listening to the travel partner, it allows that strategic account manager or our partner service coordinator position roles to really present something that is relevant at that time to the travel advisor. So again, we're excited about it, and we'll monitor it closely and see how well it's received.
John, anything else you want to get out to our travel advisor viewers out there about this new strategy with the internal name, the Velvet Collection? I think you should think about making that more a consumer brand. I don't know, it's kind of cool, actually, if I think about it. But
you and I'll get a velvet blazer, man, for the next time we work together. I'll get you a TTC logo that we can wear. Well, first of all, I want to encourage everyone that's listening out there to send James a 30th birthday present when they get done with this.
You just increased my age by 5 more years, you know, 25 to 35.
It was a long interview. Two things that I'd encourage. One is we're seeing things come back to life. So we are encouraging our travel advisors to do two things. One is to consider offering a group with one of the Velvet Collection brands. We're seeing people that are shifting from the deep water space to the river, to safari, to guided. So one, start to offer a product, not just a service. Show it, sell it, hide and keep it. So that's the first thing I'd encourage them. The second thing that I would encourage you is now is really a great value. So we know as we start getting towards the end of the year, we're going to see those prices starting to come up. You won't have the early payment discounts. You won't have the reduced deposits. You won't have the early booking discounts. So if you were thinking about going out to your frequent, well-traveled guests, now is the time. So try to create an urgency with your guests and try to propose that to them. And also, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank everyone. They've been incredibly, the trade has been incredibly supportive of us during the pandemic. We're very excited with our book with confidence. I encourage you to go out to our travel websites and check that out. But just wanted to thank everyone for their patience, and thank you for the opportunity, James.
Well, John, again, good luck with this initiative. It sounds like it's something that really has that's going to work. And as you head into 2021, and we're all hoping that we are going to see some major recovery for next year, because this has been a bad year, and we're just trying to emerge from this. And I think we're seeing sort of light at the end of the tunnel now. Again, good luck with this, and great to see you again.
Great to see you, James. Look forward to seeing you face-to-face on the circuit.
Absolutely.
Take care.
I'm James Schellinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.